Powerback Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. If you tuned in earlier this week, you heard that I had three incredibly special guests, the Works Girls, the amazing powerhouse women that went through Liberation Week with me. And I have to tell you, the bond that was created that week and the intense relief of energy and negative thoughts just dissipated. And now we can be more open and honest with one another and help other people through this. This week, I want you to take your power back by owning your core negative belief. Now, am I asking you to wear this on a shirt? Maybe. But if that's not what you're feeling called to do, even being able to own that core belief for yourself and being able to be aware of when it's being triggered and when it's showing up in your life is going to give you such an incredible power over the emotion and allow you to use it as fuel versus something that stops you dead in your tracks. So how does one even figure out their core negative belief? Well, this really is a time for reflection and a time for you to get real with yourself. So again, you may feel like, hey, I want to liberate by telling other people this, or maybe this is an internal conversation for yourself to be able, maybe you've never had this conversation with yourself. Maybe you've never allowed yourself the emotional space or the energy to say, hey, you know what? This is what's actually going on and is the root cause of all of the things that have happened around me. For instance, one of my core negative beliefs is I am too much. And that stems back from some childhood events that happened. Laura, shut up. Laura, you're too loud. Those ideas are too crazy. Anytime I was big and emotional and showed energy and wore colors, and anytime I was myself, it was too much for people, and I was told that. And I carried that core negative belief with me throughout my whole life, but it wasn't until I got quiet with myself and really thought, what is holding me back from growing my business to where I know it could be? What is holding me back from being the bold, beautiful personality that I am? What is holding me back from dressing the way that I feel the most confident? What is holding me back from speaking up when I know that I need to say something? And it's starting with looking at some of your behaviors and then really starting to look back at the root of maybe where those things came from. So through this Liberation Week exercise, I was able to identify, because when I was young, I was taught that I was, quote unquote, too much, that now anytime as an adult, a previous version of me would say, oh, you can do all these really great things. I believe in you, Laura. Yes, we can do these things, but I would get so far and then it would kick in. And it's subconscious, guys. It's not necessarily like a voice that screams, hey, Laura, you're too much. It comes in the form of a chameleon. It comes in the form of, oh, I really want to do something, but I don't know. I'm just feeling kind of off and maybe I'll just pull back from it. Or maybe I want to travel somewhere. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit too exotic. Maybe I should just pull back from it. So you see, it's presenting itself in a way that's not word for word verbatim. But for me, I was able to recognize that my too muchness comes out in my decision making by feeling like I'm too much. I'm afraid, or a previous version of me was afraid, that if I really truly went after my biggest dreams, which are so gloriously huge, that I would be too much. If I started this podcast, I would be full of myself. If I had this enormous business goal, I would be too much. If I started speaking up whenever I had an opinion or I felt like I really needed to be heard or I could contribute to something, then I was too much. And you know what it resulted in? A lot of time, money, and energy wasted on worrying about what the hell everyone else thought and putting my needs and my truth on hold. The key here is the awareness around your core belief. So catching myself in the moment and catching yourself in the moment of being able to recognize, okay, now I know why this behavior is happening. Now I know why I'm stuck. Now I know why I feel unlovable. Now I know why my relationships are not working out. Now I know why I keep attracting the wrong clients. And being able to acknowledge the why Now you're going to see that stuff coming like a freight train with a flashing light on it. You're going to be able to say, okay, I see you. I know what's happening now. I know why I am reacting and responding the way that I can. Now you have this beautiful opportunity to change your response to it. So instead of reacting, you can respond. You can stop yourself for a moment, reroute, and actually head down the path that you deserve to go down. It takes us out of this gas and brake system. So we have an idea and we hit the gas. We're all for it, right? And then all of a sudden we slam on the brakes because something has happened or one of these beliefs has popped up. And then we have another idea and we hit on the brakes and we go really hard for really long. And then all of a sudden someone will say something and throws us off our game and then we slam the brakes. And this, guys, whiplash is a real thing. An emotional whiplash is no different. By recognizing your core negative belief, you can coast a little bit easier and speed up when you need to and slow down when you need to, but you get to eliminate some of that knee-jerk, like gas and go, brake and stop, just this hard emotional stuff that you've been doing to yourself. And I want you to remember too, it's not about getting rid of these negative core beliefs. You know what? These have been instilled in you. They're kind of part of your DNA at this point. And the first time I heard that, I was discouraged because I thought, oh my God, I'm always going to feel like I'm too much. Well, it's actually one of my superpowers too, because it's what keeps me humble as I continue to grow on my path. So know that your core belief, we're not trying to get rid of it. We're not trying to reprimand it. We're trying to invite it along in that car ride. But guess what? It does not get to drive anymore. It can hang out in the back seat or flag off the back of the car, but it does not have the power to drive your vehicle anymore. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast as we talk about balance. Balance between life and work and kids and self and spouses and what is the perfect balance, if at all, and how do we create it? Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And for more Gutsy insight, follow me personally on Instagram at ThatLauraAura. See you next time.